Welcome back to Castle Country Focus. Joining us right now in the studio, we have Castle Country Radio Zone Ann Anderson to talk about an exciting and fun event that is coming up this International Days, which is right around the corner. It's the third annual Castle Country Radio So You Think You Can Sync competition. And great to get you in today. Thank you.
Thanks, Jordan, for having me.
Definitely. And let's talk about this contest. First off, I think some of the part of the reason why I've had so much fun with this over the last couple of years is because it literally takes no talent to get involved with this. It's a lot of fun, and anyone can literally do this and do this well.
Exactly. You know, we used to have the showdown, the country showdown, and it was a talent contest. You had to be able to sing and perform and stuff. And we no longer have that, but we have done this at Castle Country So You Think You Can Sync, which you said is on its third year. And you're right. You don't have to have any talent for singing because you're just lip syncing it. The only talent you have to have is being able to get up on that stage and perform. And, you know, we encourage everyone who is registered, come out, perform it, dress up, do the part, have props with you. It is a judged event. So the more like that you have to the song, whether it's, you know, costumes, props, like what I said, and of course lip syncing right on with the words, you're going to get the better score and the more chance to win.
Yeah, I think I was really interested last year to see how this competition would evolve, because the first year you just didn't know what to expect. I mean, the very first round, you're curious to see how people are actually going to take it. And I think based off of the first year, year two was even bigger and better because people knew what to expect, and we also seen certain aspects evolve a little bit. So that even makes this year even more exciting.
It does. How we do it is, so every contestant, they choose one song that they're going to perform, and then we have some songs that are here at the radio station. So when they come and register to sign up to compete, they will then draw a song out of the bucket, and they will then perform that song as well. So you know the second song, plenty of time to be able to practice, get your routine together and all that stuff, but it makes it fun so that maybe it's not a song they necessarily would have chosen, but, you know, to mix it up a little bit. And you've seen in years past, it is so much fun. These people get into it with costumes. We have guys dressing up like girls. We have girls dressing up like guys. We have wigs. We have, you know, everything. It's a lot of fun. And it really brings out a lot of people to International Days. That area in front of the stage during So You Think You Can Sync, it's packed. People bring their lawn chairs, their blankets. The stadium seats are full. So it's a good time.
Yeah, I got to MC it with Mallory last year, and the one thing that surprised me is I could not see the end of people from the top of the stage.
Yeah, no, it is. It was funny because, you know, International Days has a great showing, and we're really grateful to be a part of International Days. And so this is just another event that they want to have a part of that, of, you know, the International Days going on. And it is. It's a big thing of lots of people coming. It's later in the evening, you know, at 5:30, so it's starting to cool down. There's shade where the stage is, and so it's a lot of fun. People come out, we throw out t-shirts, we have fun going on, we even pull some people out of the audience to compete up on the stage. So it's a good time, fun family event.
Definitely. And again, there is a cap to how many people can actually register for this.
Yes, we only take 12 contestants, and that being why is because the amount of the length of the songs, a typical song is about 3 minutes and 30 seconds, and they're doing two songs each, and then you have to judge it, and then there's entertainment coming on after us at International Day. So with the timing that we're allotted for our show, yes, we only take 12 contestants. They have until Friday, July 14th to sign up. I know we have people signing up, so if you're thinking about it, don't wait. It's only $25. That's for an individual or a group to perform, $25. And the best thing about it is first, second, and third place wins bucks, mega bucks.
We're talking $1,000 for first prize.
$1,000 for first place. If you're a solo act, that's $1,000 right in your pocket. Last year, it was a duo that won it. They each got $500 apiece. Second place is $500, and third place is $250. So for $25 to come out and perform and have a good time, you can have the chance of walking away with $1,000.
Again, we're being joined by Ann Anderson of Castle Country Radio as we talk about the So You Think You Can Sing competition, which is coming up in conjunction with International Days. Now, Ann, something new that you guys are doing this year as well. When you come down to register for the Sync competition, you're actually going to get a judging sheet. So you know what the judges will actually be looking for. And I think that does help a little bit in preparation.
It does. You know, we've always told the contestants what they're going to be judged on, but we're sending the judging sheets with them ahead of time so that everyone knows, okay, these are the set, you know, this is the area I'm going to be judged on. I have up to, I can't remember if it's up to 5 points or 10 points per area, but they'll be able to see, okay, this is the areas I need to focus on. You know, for example, I will tell you for sure you are going to be judged on your lip syncing abilities. You can't just move your lips and think that the judges are thinking you know the words. You can tell if someone knows the words to a song. The judges, we actually get different people from the area to judge. We do not have anyone from the radio station judging this year, so it will be people from the area that will judge. So it's totally unbiased. And like I said, so if you're thinking about it, come out, get signed up before it's too late. Like I said, people are signing up right now, and you don't want to sit back and say, geez, I wish I would have done that. I could have won $1,000. So
I think that typically happens. Once it's all said and done, people start thinking, oh, you know what, I probably could have done that.
Yeah, we've had a couple, in fact, the last 2 years, we've had people come up to the stage and say, hey, how do I sign up for this event? I want to do it. And unfortunately, we have to have all the music done ahead of time. So that's why we have the deadline of 2 weeks beforehand. So, yeah, no way you can sign up the day of the event. Just come down here to the radio station. We have the sign-up forms up front and the songs you can be able to pick and choose, or you'll pick a song and then you let us know what your song of your choice is going to be, and we get it ready and watch you perform on the 29th.
And again, this is for singles, duos, groups. It doesn't matter. I mean, you have complete and total control of this. And as Ann said, your second song, it's going to be set ready to go for you right here at the radio station. If you do need more information, you can call 637-1167. And Ann, before I let you go, I'll give you the mic and let you invite everyone to participate in this event. Again, it's only open to the first 12 that register.
Exactly. First 12 people. If you're singing in the shower or in your car always, and you're, you know, you maybe not have the greatest voice, or maybe you do, but hey, you can come out and lip sync. $25 gets you the chance to win up to $1,000. First 12 entries will be taken by July 14th. The event will be held in conjunction with International Days on Saturday, July 29th, and we'll be starting at 5:30 p.m.
And always fun to talk with you. Thank you again for stopping by.
Thanks, Jordan, for having me.
Definitely. Again, for more information on this Castle Country Focus interview and others, make sure you visit CastleCountryRadio.com.